Hey everybody, welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. I am Mike, the Fist of Justice Laidman.
I'm Laura.
Can you hear the smile in my voice? Oh, goodness gracious, we're about to watch Dread on Blu-ray.
I'm so excited, it's one of my favorite films.
Your favorite films? You know what, this is a movie that was definitely, like...
Underrated, underwatched.
This came out, when did this come out? This came out last year.
Last year, yeah.
It was like last August, I think it was.
I think you're right. It was like a comic book movie that didn't get the attention that a lot of comic book movies get.
It was a lot lower budget for what it was.
Which is cool that it was lower budget, but mm-hmm. to watch it, you wouldn't guess
you
that
wouldn't
it was,
say it was over budget. Yeah, it, or under budget.
It definitely made you remember you don't need $200 million to make a really good action movie.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that it was like, oh, this is just The Raid. Well, it actually... although the fact that it is similar to The Raid, both movies were being made at the same time. So it's not like they both knew that they were making this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, so we're going to talk about Dread, especially considering lately, as of late, you've become super huge fan of Dread. And would you say that this movie had a major
contributor? Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely, when we went and saw it, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll see that. I like action movies. I like Carl Urban.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool idea. And then watching it, I was like blown away at how much fun it was, how much action there really was. It's like nonstop action. And it's just... it's a day in the life of Dread.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, here's his ultimate case, here's, you know, what makes or breaks a man. Nope, this is just...
It's Tuesday for Dread.
Like, that's his life. And you the whole time, like, no matter what happens in the movie, it's just, you know, this is how things go in the life of a judge. Deal mm-hmm. with it. And I'd been interested, working in the store like I do, I'd been interested in watching Judge Dredd, or reading about Judge Dredd for a while, and this movie definitely kicked that up a gear, and really showed me how great it is.
Well, we're going to get the ball rolling, and we're going to try something different, because I've seen this done, or I've heard this done, and I think it makes for a bit more of an interesting commentary. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to, or we're going to watch the film with the sound off, because we'll be more likely to talk a lot more. So we'll see how that goes, and hopefully everybody enjoys everything. So we're going to hit play right now and just start discussing the movie and, you know, our experiences around in the movie. I mean, you can tell us about some of the Dread comics you've been read and
for
once we get
sure.
started. All right, so I'm going to hit play right now on the old Blu-ray player. We're watching this on a PS3, so your lag time may vary into getting it started. But as it stands right now, we're watching the Lionsgate logo. So if you're watching it too, you should be synced up with us.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. So now, one of the reasons that we wanted to do this, and this is more, this is you came to me with this reason as another reason to do it, because we were at Con Bravo a little while ago, and we were actually having a discussion about how great this movie was. And something that I still need to get a picture of is Scotty has this picture. Is we were talking about Judge Dredd because you were talking about how cool it would be to cosplay.
Oh man, I'd love to cosplay as a judge.
Uh huh. And not necessarily as Dredd. You could just be any judge. You could even make like because apparently there's a website out there where you can make your own badges. And I mean I pointed out there's a website to you called Peru Props. Oddly enough, in Peru. Where they sell the Dread helmet for about $250, and that's before shipping and taxes and mm-hmm. all that fun stuff. But I showed you the pictures of them; they're pretty good quality helmets,
for sure.
And they're this version, the version from this film, not the Stallone version or anything like that. It's this version of the helmet, which is really cool.
As the movie begins here, we're greeted to Mega City One, the landscape. And they've done a really good job of showing what it looks like in
the Mega City.
In the original 2000 AD magazine where Dredd has first appeared and is still running to this day. A lot of the landscape looks very similar,
like
with
all these towers?
Huge buildings.
These megaplexes or whatever they're called.
Yeah. The blocks.
Blocks, right. Sorry.
Yeah. Which are the mega blocks, and they have about 70,000 people in them. And the one of the most famous dread stories is Block Mania, where like a whole northern section of this 800 million billion people city or whatever it is. I think it's 800 million of Mega City 1 members. The whole northern section of the city in Block Mania just goes crazy, and the blocks will actually go to war.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so a lot of the blocks in the magazine are named after famous people. Like, I've seen, like, Charlton Heston block show up and stuff.
Hmm.
And we, like, to see all... It's in such a cramped environment because they're living in this huge city, but, like, it's way more people. It's almost three times as many people that live in the United States now in one quarter... Not even one quarter. One, like, 16th of what the United States is.
Right.
Has become, right? So it's very, very cramped and claustrophobic, and unemployment is at, like, 90% or something like that. It is a very overwhelming environment for anybody. People have things called future shock where they can't function in society and they go crazy. So blocks go to war all the time. So the judges deal with a lot with very little actual staff in comparison.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to compare it to something because you've read a lot more of the Judge Dredd stuff than I have. I mean, I've only read... Recently, you started buying Judge Dredd stuff and bringing it back. Actually, there's a pretty good reference right there on the guy's jacket.
Drock.
Drock. That's a big Judge Dredd thing.
Which, Drock is basically whenever Judge Dredd is like, God damn it, or fuck, he goes Drock instead because it's... just a nonsense word that
they can get away with saying.
It's obvious that it means fuck, but like in the context it's always used, but it's not even that. It gets by the censors, basically.
Exactly. It's like Battlestar Galactica, where they used to say frack all the time.
Yeah. Frack? Now, just, you know, as an idea, because it's on the back. So that's basically walking around with a jacket that says fuck across the back.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing that I really liked about this movie is little touches like that, because it builds the world in a sense that, like, that's something that's recognizable for
and
people
then
who are fans.
Sorry, they just passed a billboard, and
for
the
Joe
art
Soap?
Is right out of, like, it's just the exact same style. A lot of the bad guys, the... There's some, like, hokey bad guys, like Strum Runners and this one candy that's actually addictive. Like, the kind of art that these sorts of, like, smugglers are is identical to that, always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's just reading more and more of the book. The little touches that they have here and there is really nice to see. The one thing that I notice about the outside city, though, that I get the impression isn't the case in the comics, even though they're black and white, this is actually a lot cleaner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that tells you a lot about the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is very much, like, one story I read recently was called, I believe it was called Future Shock.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, Diary of Mad Citizen.
Okay.
And a guy just goes crazy. And he's literally walking around shooting people all the time. And it's such a common occurrence in Mega City 1 that the people around, the people he's killing, don't really give a damn. So people, like, would see something like this and, yeah, do what these guys are doing.
They're just,
like, oh,
they're just
okay.
Kind of watching.
Yeah.
And that guy is somebody, right? Like, the wheelie guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's a reference, is there's people that are so fat that they have these wheels
being
that go under.
Being fat is actually illegal in Mega City 1 because there's... not really enough food and everything. So there are, you have to get to a certain point of obesity, right?
Yeah.
So.
And, but that guy, like, they're called wheelies because they put, like, the wheel under their fat and they walk around with that wheel under it. Yeah. And that's another cool reference, too. But there's one, have you read the story that I'm about to reference? I haven't read it, but there's a story at the beginning, right at the beginning of the movie, there's a ticker on the news that says something about the Fergie Memorial Riots. And Fergie
is a chief judge, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I know that there was people when this movie came out and they saw that and they're like, oh, I get it. It's the future. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas died and there's a memorial. It's a reference to the books.
Yeah, because, like, in the books, Judge Dredd he's been around since like the almost the very beginning of 2000 AD.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's very interesting as a comic because he actually ages. Judge Dredd now is about 70 years old, but because it's the future and there's new technology,
mm-hmm.
There is ways to delay the aging process because good judges are pretty hard to come by. So want to make sure he stays alive and healthy because they need him. So eventually he will grow old and die. But
that's always fun. Like that guy just died.
Yeah.
But he's not from growing old though.
But like he's very much, he is as a unique aspect of the comic world. There's very, how many comics can you count where the people actually age with real time?
I know. I mean, especially in an age where now everybody reboots their continuity.
Yeah.
Like DC completely rebooted their continuity. From what I've understood, the rule of thumb for Marvel is Fantastic Four number one, which is basically the first major Marvel comic. It happened 10 years ago is always the rule of thumb is that Fantastic Four number one, which came out in like 1962, happened 10 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, it's definitely a rarity that this is a real time.
Now, perfect timing, as the aging things goes,
mm-hmm.
Judge Anderson, who actually, this is not, they do change where you first see Judge Anderson, but she became so popular in Judge Dredd that she got her own series, The Psychic Files,
mm-hmm.
and Psychic Cases as a side judge, which is a whole department. It's not just her. There's a whole department. They have special badges.
I remember the first, because the first time you see her is in the Judge Death story.
Yes.
And I seem to remember her badge was really weird looking. Like, it was all, like, flowery.
It does say it's different.
Yeah.
And, but she, because of her mutation, her psychic abilities, if she were to have the same surgeries and procedures as Dredd, she would lose her psychic abilities.
So really? So she has actually gotten older.
She's about 60 years old in the books, and she's getting older.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Which is kind of neat.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so, but the psychics are a thing, and like mutants, like as much as they kind of touch on this, in the comic are a much bigger aspect of the world, and not just mutants, but aliens too.
Well,
it's so
also
far in the future, they have made contact with other planets.
Mm-hmm. And they made a good, I think it made it for good reintroduction to the world for most people with leaving that out.
Yeah, like that would be a little much to start with. I think, though, the next, if they are able to make a sequel, if they could get Judge Death in there, like,
I think Judge Death would be an awesome
like
sequel.
I really do. It's done in a way that isn't too outlandish that people mm-hmm. won't accept it. It's done, if they follow the original idea of the story, like obviously they'd have to expand upon it because of what it is, and then with the way it ends, it does set up for a sequel with the Death Lives.
Well, for people who are uninitiated with the Judge Death storyline, just kind of give a brief overview of who Judge Death is and what his story is.
Judge Death is a character from another, he's parallel dimension. So again, dimension hopping is a possibility,
mm-hmm.
but it's not as big as, say, interplanetary travel. The Judge Death actually comes over from another dimension and comes here. He's the one with technology to do it. And he comes from a dimension where judges exist. And they've decreed that all crime is committed by people who are alive.
Mm.
Therefore, being alive is a crime. And he kills everyone in his dimension. Mm-hmm. Every person is dead. Everyone. And so he's like, well, everybody's dead here, but there's other dimensions. I better go kill these people too. He comes over here and starts killing people here. And his first introduction is very scary, creepy, spooky, haunting.
Mm.
And he does become more of a comical character over the last, like, 30 years. But at his core, he's a very scary, like, his image is a decaying, rotting, ghostly corpse
mm-hmm.
in a judge uniform. It's very scary. And he comes here, and he's like, all right, time to start. You have been judged. You've been deemed guilty of being alive. He touches you, you die.
Doesn't he, like, reach into people and grab their hearts and they die?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's doing this. And obviously the judges catch wind of this is going down. And it's up to Judge Dredd to stop him. And that's when we first see Anderson, is that they need a psychic judge to help draw him out. And she's the one assigned to the case. And right away, you can see the duality between the two and the juxtaposition between them, because Judge Dredd is serious. He never smiles. He never he's always frowning. Mm. It's work, 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 work all the time. And she walks in with a big smile on her face, and she's like, "Hey, gang." She doesn't have her helmet on. She's like, "Let's get this going. You know, we got work to do." Da da da. And it's very different to see her as a judge versus what he is as a judge in the first bit. And basically, between the two of them, they have to catch him and stop him. And in that, Judge Anderson does sacrifice herself.
Mm-hmm. What? She doesn't sacrifice herself to death.
She thought she was.
She thought she was. Is what ends up happening is she sacrifices herself in a way where she becomes like a host to his body.
Yeah, or to his spirit, rather. They kill the body because his spirit
is physical body.
His spirit is the thing that's actually, because he's dead, so his ghost inhabits a body. Because even he's guilty of being alive, inhabits a corpse, and then he controls the corpse to do his bidding.
Yeah.
Well, they were able to kill the corpse he's in and like get rid of it, but he's still a ghost. So she brings him using her psychic ability into her body, and then is encased in a plasticine called Boink.
Yeah.
And for a long time, she's in display in the Hall of Justice as, you know, Judge Anderson gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, there's like a Hall of Heroes for the
judges.
And
it's not till she was so popular and Judge Death was so popular. They're like, man, both these characters we came up with in this story were so popular. Why don't we bring them back? And they both come out of the plasticine alive.
Mm. Now,
not alive. He's not alive. But
yeah, he's still a ghost. Now, if they were to make a sequel to this movie, and that's what I said. I was trying to say that earlier, but we went off on more Judge Dredd-related topics. Is one of the reasons that we wanted to do this is there's a campaign on right now to get a sequel to this movie.
Which I'm like super, like, yeah, this was, when they hit the ground, I was like, I jumped. I seriously, because they're falling from hundreds of stories up.
Yeah.
Which is like, ugh.
So anyway, back to what we were saying. There's a campaign to get a sequel to this movie, and we wanted to bring awareness to that by doing this commentary. And if in a sequel to this movie they did the Judge Death storyline, what would your opinion be if they, say, changed the story for Judge Death to bring it more down to earth? Like, in the sense of, like, instead of him being, you know, a ghost from another dimension that has deemed everyone guilty of being alive, what if one of the judges, say, well, let's make up a name, Judge Lewinsky.
Judge Lewinsky.
Judge Lewinsky. Judge Lewinsky sees nothing but, like, the worst crime. Like, the most horrible murders. He sees the worst of the and it finally gets to him, and he snaps. And in his snap, he's like, the crimes happen because everyone's alive. Therefore, everyone is guilty because they're alive. Like, and then just kind of goes.
He has to be like
crazy.
He has to be horribly maimed in some way.
Like, he has to,
because he has to have that decay. He has to have that decayed look about him with the teeth, and he's got to alter his helmet to have that. That look he's got is like, if he looks like it, I could buy that. That would actually work to keep it more real.
Okay, like, so we'll say, what if he's in, like, he has an accident too, like the time, the crime that puts him over the edge disfigures him horribly, and he has like a super corpse face. That's,
yeah, like there's all sorts of like chemicals and gases and stuff that the judges use. There's one in the Blockmania I'm reading about, and I can't remember what it's called. And it. Basically, it's a it's been outlawed because one in every 25 people don't just get incapacitated from it, but they die.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that would be perfect for, it's like, yeah, he got caught up in a cloud of this and it disfigured him horribly and drove him insane.
Yeah.
That would work really. You should write Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, we've come up with your second movie for
yeah,
you.
we're writing the script for Dredd 2 for you, man. We'll go see him at Fan Expo and hand it over.
We already know you want to do this, so.
So here's the script. We think it works. But my only thing, I really, 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 really want the other dark judges, which are Fear, Fire, and Mortis to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be, again, other crazy judges. But at one point...
He could take, like, his friend judges.
Look at that fat roll right there. Right
there.
You
yeah.
see that under
that
his
guy,
shirt?
That was a nice fat roll.
Hanging out.
A lot of people here are fat. All these people are guilty. Look at the guy right next to him. He's fat, too. All guilty of
fatness. But no, I want... There's one line in the Death Lives story when he comes... Because when Judge Death comes back, he brings... he's brought back by his other judges from his dimension, which are the Fear, Fire, and Mortis.
Mm-hmm.
And they each have their own abilities. And Fear, if you gaze upon his face, it's so scary, you die.
Yeah.
Like, it's end of story. So... he does that a couple times, and he's like, gaze upon the face of Fear as he opens his helmet, and shows, and they freak out. And he does that to Dread, and it's like, for a moment, Dread is paralyzed with the sheer horror of his face that would kill any ordinary man. But Dread is no ordinary man. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to a splash panel of him punching through Judge Fear's face and going gaze into the fist of Dread!
Yeah, and he punches through the back of the helmet, too, which is awesome.
And something like that would be awesome.
See,
now, sorry, just seeing Mama pop up there.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually originally written as an old lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wanted an old lady for the part, and Lena Headey is the one responsible for him to put... her as the middle-aged, ex-whore, man-hating type woman, and I really think it works for the movie. Because an old lady would be a little goofier, I think.
So how is she responsible? Like she...
She went to the director and was
said,
like, listen, I want this role, I know, and he's like, well, I'm looking for an older lady, and he's like, no, I'm the one you want for this role.
Fuck shit. Sorry. Isn't that a character? That
a lot
spray
of
paint?
The graffiti is. A lot of the graffiti pops up, actually, because... If you actually look close, like all the 2000 AD is black and white until the later years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look carefully, you have to look pretty carefully at the back, but there's graffiti. The illustrators do a lot of time and effort making it really, details in the back really stand out.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking that face that we were just seeing, that's a specific.
I think so, too. I can't remember the name.
I think the character's in the Stallone Judge Dredd movie.
I have never seen that one. I don't think I should see that one.
I've seen parts of it. Like, I've never seen the full movie, but I've seen parts of it. But what I was going to say was, because you said you wanted to do the gaze into the fist of Dredd bit.
Yeah.
I mean, really, they could have Judge Death in the way that we described, and then there could be, like, three other judges that were, like, his partners.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he becomes Judge Death, he's like, there's too many people to kill. I need help. And then he does exactly to them what happened to him, and then they come back as the other guys.
Yes, that could be, like, the climax.
And then the ending of the movie is he's fighting four monster judges.
Does Carl Urban have a Twitter? I'm going to tweet Carl Urban. Be like, dear Carl Urban,
we've
got
the sequel
for you.
We have a treatment. Come to us. Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have their own ideas for it, too, though.
Well, their ideas are wrong. They have... Watch this be the actual movie.
Yeah.
Like, watch them be like, yeah, these guys are onto something.
Shit. We either know already, like we've basically summed up their entire movie and they just kind of are like, shit, or they just steal everything we say. What are you talking about? Why would we do that?
Well,
straight
it's not
up,
like it's
all
right.
Movie.
Like, really,
I know, I know.
Just,
we're just taking a new spin on stuff that already
exists. Like if anybody's getting credit, it's not going to be us.
Exactly. See, that's the thing about this movie that I really like, speaking of credit, is the first credit at the end of this movie is the creators of Judge Dredd. Not Carl Urban, not who directed it. It's the people who created Judge Dredd.
Yep.
And that's such a cool thing to see. Mm-hmm. Especially in this era of like superhero movies where you still see Stan Lee as the only person getting credit for most of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the characters that Stan Lee had nothing to do with. Like, Stan Lee's like an executive producer on, like, I think he's an executive producer on the Wolverine movie, and Len Wein created Wolverine. Like, Stan Lee had nothing to do with Wolverine.
Yeah.
So, but that, you know, that's the world we live in. Like, Bob Kane is the creator of Batman. What about Bill Finger? He existed. You know, like, there's a lot of comic creators who don't get recognition for their work. I mean, there's stories in movies that are lifted straight out of the comics. Like, as much as people hate it, X-Men 3, part of the one of the main themes of the story, the mutant cure, is from a Joss Whedon run on X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no credit for Joss Whedon in that movie.
I'm sorry. Like, as much as, like, you're right, I love this slow... That, where it just jiggles through his belly is, yes, like, in the slow motion. Mm-hmm.
This,
like,
is the best one, because in the... When we watched it in the theater, this specific shot here that's about to happen when he shoots this guy, it was in 3D, and the bullet and the blood go out. They go out of the letterbox.
Look, you can see his teeth.
I know, it's awesome. But
I keep forgetting that this was originally Dread 3D.
Yeah, but when I remember seeing it when we saw it in theaters, like the letterboxing on the top and the bottom, the blood and the bullet went outside of the letterboxing.
Yeah.
Which was so awesome to see. And I really wish that they kept that, but I guess that maybe that's only in the 3D copy of the Blu-ray.
Looking at this shot of Dredd, too. Like, look at the eagle on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
In the comic, that is a 3D eagle.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like a giant shoulder piece.
Like, when they first designed it, when... how do you say his name? Oh, bugger. Because he's Spanish.
Yeah.
They first gave him, like, this is what we're thinking of for Judge Dredd. And he was like, really? All right. I guess I'll go over the top. And he did. And he expected them to, like...
Hate it.
And they're like, yeah, that's the one.
That's it. Like, I think he also said that part of it, or part of the design was like...
Carlos Esquera.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like... Nazi-ish, you know.
Yeah,
very...
there is a Nazi element. There's that fascist element. That there's that, because like as much as Dredd's the good guy in this world, there's no real good. Yeah, like it is a fascist society. It's a totalitarian, like dystopian. Like it's not a. You don't want to live Mega City One.
No,
it would be shitty. Like, look at this place.
Oh, yeah, this was a wonderful place.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you really want to live in a block that's controlled by a crazy gang member who bites off cocks?
No.
No. Like, and I think some in the world, some blocks are considered slum blocks, some blocks are considered good blocks, and committees basically decide where you get to live.
Oh, geez, so they might just assign you to a slum block and you're fucked.
Yes, that's come up in some stories too, yeah.
What was that I was going to say? Because you were going on about the eagle, the Stallone movie, they make the eagle. Like, the full-on giant eagle sitting on the shoulder. They go, for the most part, the Stallone movie costume is pretty close to what they do in the comics. Because the comic one is like, they simplified it for this movie quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think it does the movie a great service. Like... Could you imagine the giant eagle?
Because there's a lot of fantastical elements to Dredd. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them. They've taken this and made it just enough more grounded in reality without it taking away from the universe that is Dredd. It is still Mega City One. Dredd's still the same guy. They've just made it
less psychics comic and stuff. Bookie. Yeah.
So it does work. And that's the thing. Like, with our idea for the Judge Death stuff, to make things a little more explainable, how he's able to do the things he does, maybe he's a psychic judge.
Maybe. And then
he uses the psychic power to stop your heart.
They think that he's reaching into their heart. Meanwhile, he's not actually.
And he's just making it just with his mind. He can make, because your brain controls everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, also, he makes them so afraid that they die type of thing.
Her tattoo on her arm is her real tattoo. Lena Headley has a lot of tattoos.
No kidding.
Yeah, she's tattooed up.
So that one on her arm.
That one on her arm. Obviously not the one on her face.
On her face, no.
Obviously not the scars.
No.
Which look like the makeup job. Honestly, like, so much in this movie doesn't get the credit it deserves. Like, I know, you know, it's just a scar, but look at it. Look at it. Like, not to toot her own horn, but we have a very large HD TV.
Mm-hmm.
This is we're watching it on Blu-ray. I mean,
very high def.
In very high def, like all like, And that scar does not look like makeup. Mm-hmm. That scar looks like someone has cut her up bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lena Headey is a gorgeous woman, and she looks ugly as shit in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That takes some talented makeup department. Like, the makeup, the costume, the set designers, everyone involved in this movie did a fantastic job, and it did not receive nearly the credit it deserves for everything it did.
Mm-hmm. Something else that I really love, too, is the helmet is basically spot on.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's like so good.
For as I was saying a moment ago about the Stallone version, where they got the costume basically the same, the helmet is not. The helmet is completely different. Like, it's there's themes that are the same, but it doesn't have, like, the X. Like, that's not there. And that's a major, like, I guess you know what I mean. It's a major icon of the Judge Dredd outfit. That helmet with that X. And they took that out. Like, they changed the helmet. They really toned it down.
Man, that guy is going to jail.
I think he had a sticker on him that said he was a fatty.
Yeah, he has a shirt that says fatty.
So the fatties are classified as fatties.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? One of the fatties we saw earlier had a sticker on him, too. There you go. Did you not just see that?
What did I miss?
There was a graffiti, and it said Death Rules.
Oh.
Oh, man. They're doing awesome in this movie with the fucking world building.
Fuck.
Anyway. But yeah, I mean, as for all the good, I guess you could say, about the design for keeping it close to the comics in the Stallone movie, they changed the helmet, which is, it's Dredd's face, you know.
Yep.
Dredd's face is a helmet, and of course they blew it even more in the Stallone movie when they took his helmet off.
Yeah,
which you just don't do.
Why? Like, and that was they promised before this movie even like came out that he would not take the helmet off, like, and he doesn't, like, no matter what. That helmet stays on there. Like, that is part. There is a story in the. There's a couple stories in the comic where he does appear without a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And they do show his face. But.
Mm-hmm.
He's in costume undercover as different people. So it's not his real face.
Oh, so he's like wearing like Batman
makeup.
Like, he'll
pose as criminals.
So he's like Matches Malone or some shit.
Yeah, basically. Like, there's one where they're doing. Runners for refugees from other planets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically the goal is of the bad guys in one of the case files is, if you're an outlaw, you pay enough money, there's a crew that will take you to another planet where you can live free.
Okay.
And they know something's going on, but they can't prove it. So Dredd's like, all right, we'll stage an escape of a prisoner that is a well-known criminal. All go undercover as this criminal. All go out, find out what's going on. So he gets all done up as this criminal. And I think it's actually surgical that he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when he goes out, he finds out what they're doing with these criminals is actually selling them to a slave planet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they pick up people on the slave planet that want to come back to Earth. And they're like, yeah, come back to Earth. And... then they just jettison those people into space that are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So they get their money two ways, yeah.
Wow.
Because they're paid for the slaves. They're paid for the people trying to get off the planet. They're paid to sell the humans as slaves. And then they're paid the refugees trying to get back off their planet as well. Which is a disaster all around for everybody.
That's pretty dark.
It is. The whole universe is
super
dark. Yeah,
well, that's true. I mean, you were talking about the Apocalypse War?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. It is some pretty deep, dark shit. Where it's like, oh,
the creators literally said, "There's too many people in this like universe. How do we get rid of a bunch of them? Full blown nuclear war?
Done.
Okay.
Let's
and they do.
It.
They go to war with a megacity in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Although I did think it was funny. I mean, it's a product of the in time that it was, you know, written.
Yeah, because right now it'd probably go into war with like. The Taliban.
Well, they went to war with Russia and the Soviet. They're like Soviet judges. They have hammers and sickles on their helmets.
Yep.
So, but then, I mean, again, Dredd takes place in what's left the United States, and there's a lot of eagle and flag, like stars and stripe it's not necessarily red, white, and blue, but there's a lot of stripes and a lot of stars and a lot of eagles. So, you know, it makes sense that there'd be hammers and sickles on the Soviet area judges. So, but I just thought that was funny when I saw those comics.
Oh my god, I'm looking at a side by side of Urban as Dredd and Stallone as Dredd, and oh man, did we get the better Dredd?
Yeah,
like there's elements of each, like, obviously, neither costume is bang on from the comic.
No.
Like, but Stallone's got the giant eagle. He's got the chain connecting the badge. But the badge isn't the right size. Like, the badge that Dredd wears is more like Carl Urban's, but it's not chained to his costume.
Right.
Like, Stallone. It is in the comic, but Stallone, like, there's a lot of aspects. But for workability with the movie, obviously, this one, and then we've got the right helmet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this movie's just so much better.
It's funny because it's like, I'm a stickler for helmets, you know? Like,
well,
I really like helmets. And I was talking about this not too long ago in a completely different comic series, X-Men. And how I really loved that in X-Men First Class, even though it's only for a few moments at the end of the movie, Magneto has his proper purple and red with mm-hmm. the horns helmet, and it's perfect. I loved that. And only took them like 5 movies to do it, or 4 if you want to count. Not want to count the Wolverine because he's not even in that one. But for them to finally do the Magneto helmet and do it like proper, I loved that. Like that moment was probably one of my favorite moments of that movie, was when he showed up in that with that proper helmet.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. So, oh, that was a lot of blood that guy just puked.
Yeah,
up.
That's the thing. There's a lot of blood in this movie. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pull any punches.
It was what? Rated here, it was 18A.
Yeah.
And
we're pretty lax.
Yes, we definitely are. There are not a lot of movies rated 18A here.
I can't believe he goes to still do it. Like, that's my thing. He's actually still going for the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? What do you think's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the ISO cubes.
Now, they don't really explain what the ISO cubes are in the movie. They just say, hey, you go to the ISO cubes.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
I know.
It's
yeah.
And it's like you have your own little cell that you're compartmentalized in for your sentence and no hope of parole, and at least it's not North Korea.
Is North Korea showed up in Dredd? Probably not.
Mega not City that I eight. Know of.
But then again, you're only, it's how many years of continuity, and you're only getting into it now.
Yeah, exactly, right? There's a lot, like, I picked up the Complete Case Files Volume 5,
mm-hmm.
because it had a lot of the most important stories in it.
Yeah, like, you got, the first story you got was the death stories, the Judge Death stories. And actually, the one that you...
That's a book called Death Lives, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, and then the one that you got, the Case Files, actually also has the original death story in it, which... is it the original one, or the one where he comes back? I think it's the one where he comes back.
Wait, in my Case Files?
Yeah, in the Case
it's
Files.
It's the one where he comes back. It's not the original.
It's a reprint, but I mean, it's, again, it's, these are some of the more important Dredd stories. Like, this is where the Apocalypse War that we were talking about happens, when they go to war with the Russian judges. But it's funny, like, I don't know why, like, obviously this is a much, much better movie, but for some reason I just had a weird flashback to Doom. Well, Carl Urban's in Doom.
Is he really? Urban is so versatile as an actor.
Carl Urban's the main character in Doom.
Is he? I thought that was...
They really play it up as The Rock, like in the trailers.
Now I want to watch Doom because Carl Urban's hot.
In the trailers and on the cover, it's basically The Rock. But Carl Urban is the main character.
And he's going to be at Fan Expo this year.
He is, and you have a huge lady boner.
I do. He's super, super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just, and I think it's because, like, he is such a great character, chameleon actor. Like, mm-hmm. he still hasn't reached that, like, top billing like household name, but he's been in so many big movies like Lord of the Rings, Star Trek.
That could change though. He's got a TV show coming out.
That's the thing. Like I which I'll watch because, like I said, he's.
It looks good, and it's J.J. Abrams, which can be pretty good.
And like he did so well as Bones in Star Trek. Like, look at him here. Look at it. He's awesome. He's. What does that graffiti say? Oh, that was just a sign.
It's a sign.
He is no nonsense, gruff, the voice, the body language, everything about him is Dread.
Yeah.
But when you watch him in Star Trek, everything about him is Bones. Like, you could tell he really loves what he does. He loves being in these kinds of roles. He's fantastic.
Something that I really liked about this movie, too, is he really got the character of Dread.
Yeah.
And
you can tell.
And you can tell from, like, interviews that he did and things like that, that, like, he's like, no, we're going to keep this as faithful as possible. Like, he's not a guy that was like, no, man, you need to see my face. Like, he knew that it was, like, that's that character.
Yeah, to
you know?
Be a, like, Stallone didn't do it, but to be an actor and, like, the only one I can really think of as a main character, title role.
Mm-hmm.
Where you never see the actor's face, and it's all dependent on their body language and voice, and with him, the scowl, V for Vendetta.
I thought that's what you were going to say, too.
I mean, with Batman, you still see Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Green Lantern, you still see Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you always see them without their masks, and not this one. Like,
yep.
It is a tough commitment for an actor to be okay with not showing their face.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like putting it in the sense of voice actors. Like, voice actors are not well known. And only in the age of the internet are voice actors becoming a lot more well known. And it's because you didn't see their face. And that's why, like, most actors are very like, well, you have to see my face, you know? So, to see somebody like, you know, no, I get it. I get this character and this is what I have to do. It's really cool.
I just love that little, like, Like, I love it, because she is, despite that, like, something's obviously going down, like, huge. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trapped in this building. People are trying to kill him. And he's not, like, call for reinforcements. He's not, like, let's try and get the hell out of Dodge. He's like, nope. Continue the mission.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to continue the mission, like, or continue your training. Like, he's still getting... Yeah, that's a little sad.
Yeah.
He's still...
Well, you can't really be too sad. That guy was kind of an idiot.
Yeah, he super was.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger idiot. He still is getting her to call. It's still an assessment of her.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, all right, rookie, what's your call? Because you're still on assessment. And if this was real world, if, like, this was, like, a
real police
cop,
station, yeah.
On their first, like, assessment day... and something awful went down, it wouldn't be like, all right, rookie, your call. It'd be like, rookie, go back to the station. Get reinforcements. Chopper's another thing that pops up in the comics, too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I haven't read a lot of the Chopper stuff myself, but I know it does. It's been referenced a lot in the ones I've read.
Hmm.
He almost reminds me of Littlefinger a little. It's the goatee and the, like, being a smarmy little sidekick.
Yeah. Is that one of her real tattoos, the guns?
I don't know. I know the one on her arm is, because you can see it when she's in it, like a movie premiere.
Oh, no. That might be somebody else entirely.
What did you just do?
I think I just confused a shot of an arm with a tattoo in front of it for being her arm.
Oh, God.
Well, it's just an arm, and you were talking about how she's all tatted up. It could have been her arm.
That one on her back, that lotus flower, that's hers, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Trying to think of, like, outside of 300 and Game of Thrones, like, the first real, well, I guess not Game of Thrones, but the first real, like, experience that I had for Lena Headey was that she was Sarah Connor in the Terminator TV show.
Was she?
Yeah. That was right after 300. Yeah, she was Sarah Connor in that show. She did a really good job, too.
She, like, that's the thing. She's a great actress. I know that she's recently divorced and she was having money troubles, even with, you know, Game of Thrones and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm technically broke right now.
Mm. The one thing that was sad about the Terminator show is that it ended on a cliffhanger when they canceled it.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Yeah. Supposedly, there's a lot of people who are like, maybe you should bring it back on Netflix. And it's like, that will never happen because it's a license.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. Speaking of Terminator, I'm going to turn this over into something else related to Terminator.
Uh-huh.
RoboCop. Did you know that the original RoboCop movie was originally written as a Judge Dredd movie?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Which is why RoboCop has that helmet. Is because it was originally supposed to be Judge Dredd.
Did you know that we have a RoboCop helmet? Not you,
did I know? Yeah, of course I knew.
I wore it when we see it in theaters.
That's right. Well, the original was playing in a theater. Not the remake. That hasn't happened yet.
Trying to look at other like graffiti in the background to spot if I can.
Is that says ooze? Is ooze a thing?
I don't know.
Hmm. Actually, it's funny because if you look back on the RoboCop tangent, I love RoboCop. RoboCop is one of my favorite movies. I mean, you had never seen it when we first started dating, and I'm like, you need to watch this fucking movie. And you were like, okay, that was pretty sweet. I love, one of my favorite things about DVDs and Blu-rays is special features. I'm a huge special feature whore.
You really are.
And in one of the special features on, I believe, the 20th anniversary RoboCop DVD, they show early designs for RoboCop, and he has the X on his visor from Judge Dredd because it was originally a Dredd movie. So, and it makes sense. I mean, look at the Detroit in RoboCop. I mean, it's more like Detroit now, but
yeah, I know, which is crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, like that kind of like crazy, you know, that at the time you could easily make that into a Judge Dredd movie with just a few tweaks.
Oh, easy. I'm trying to like things like cursed earth would be like something like a phrase that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Just any instance of like dissidence between the blocks, like down with, like, you know, Charlton Heston block, you know?
Right. Is Charlton, what's wrong with Charlton Heston block?
That's a block I know has shown up in the comic a couple times.
Okay. Because I thought you were a piece of, they probably can't say down with the Charlton Heston block because it's Charlton Heston, you know?
Well, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
So. I like seeing Anderson as a rookie. Like, you can tell, like, and she, like, she doesn't, like, everybody focuses, the people who do give this movie credit, focus on Carl Urban. But she does a phenomenal job, too, right? Like, she's obviously scared, but and, like, even in the comic, Anderson's not a typical judge, and she does a great job of being a foil, essentially, to Dredd.
Mm-hmm.
And then being hard ass when she needs to be.
I was laughing actually because we were talking about Terminator and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Kyle Reese himself, Michael Biehn or Bane or whatever it is, wanted to be Dredd in this movie?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to think, like. How would you feel about that? I mean, obviously, you got your lady boner for Carl Urban. Do you think, had he gotten it?
Honestly, I don't know. Simply, but, like, just Carl Urban how he does do such a great job that it's not even that, like, Judge Dredd should not be an attractive character,
no.
Right? And Carl Urban plays him so well that it's hard to picture anybody else doing that role. This scene is just, like,
it does it for you, does it?
Well, it's just, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you can just tell he's like, drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Minty is one that shows up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Minty's a name that shows up. Just seeing that right there. So, like I said, it's really cool that the they really put the effort into it. I'm sure if we like freeze framed everything here, we would
There'd
see
be
a
so
lot
much shit
of
in
stuff
the background.
In the background that like it's like, oh yeah, that
splat.
That guy got shot. That guy got shot.
Yeah, it's just like people basically they just disappear.
Well, yeah, there's a shot coming up that I always remember. I mean, they all get destroyed right there. But there's a shot coming up where it's a woman and he's running by her. It might be this one where she's like, no. She's like cowered up to the wall and then she just becomes mist.
Yep.
Like red mist just as he's going by. Yeah, it's this. Watch this chick. She just mists up. Just boom, gone. She's not there anymore.
Yeah. I like it. Like, Dredge just like, all right, this is work. Like,
all right,
he's not scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doing his job.
He's like, okay, I need to not be here anymore.
And that's the thing. It's not like, look at him. If this were any other action hero, he'd be saving people and like grabbing them and helping them.
Mm.
And like, if it was like a superhero, he'd be like, there's no way they would just run past someone who's about to turn into pink mist.
Yeah.
As much as Dredd's there to uphold the law, he's not there to save anybody.
Yeah, he's just there to make sure the law is like...
Yeah, which is an interesting other side of the coin when it comes to comic book heroes.
Mm-hmm.
He's the hero, but he's not... He doesn't do a lot of like traditionally heroic things. Mm-hmm. He does his job. Like,
he's a hero in title only.
His job is to uphold the law, not to save like... There's a story in like Block Mania where it's like, well, this stuff's outlawed because in 1 in 25 people dies. He's like, yeah, and they're breaking the law. Do it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's really high up.
Yeah, imagine skateboarding on that. What are they?
I doing? Know. I'm gonna bash you.
Now all I can think here is though, like there's still so many floors above that. Wouldn't car like destroying all that concrete really upset the stability of the building?
Yeah, really, because I mean that's like a third of the concrete that she shot through.
Yeah,
because I mean they don't shoot behind them.
Yeah,
but they shoot across like the whole way. So
yeah,
oh look, one of those kids made it.
That would really mess up the joint.
Mm-hmm. Structural collapse. Like, they're on what level? I don't remember. It's like 70 or something.
Yeah, they're on like 70 something.
But there's like 200 levels.
They said you had to get above the, I think she said, like, what, 78, 74th floor or something like that to make it the elevator work.
Yeah.
So,
we are listening to it with the sound off, so.
Well, that and I forget.
Well, we missed the dialogue.
I would have forgotten by now anyway.
Probably. I might have remembered.
Again, like I could only imagine what those buildings in the background say as their names, because like obviously they've put the name on there. So, mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder because those other judges show up later. Oh, look at that! See if there's any graffiti here. Crime pays. Well, that's just
FEMA. Yeah.
See anything?
Atlantic. Usually, the names of the buildings are all people.
Yeah. The first one that I could see was Atlantic. I couldn't read anything else.
Yeah, it was like Atlantic Towers.
Mm-hmm. Like, it seems really weird. Like, they give a report saying, you know, hey, can you help us? But not a lot happens because of it.
But that's the thing. It's in a world where...
There's not a lot of guys to
really,
to
unless
get around.
The, like,
there's another fatty.
When in the Block Mania, when they go to war...
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we need more judges. And Central's like, well, everybody's busy. And mm-hmm. he's like, well, pull them off. Anybody who's doing anything that isn't life or death, you have to pull them off. And even then, not a lot are able to show up. There's not... Well, remember, it's a population of 800 million people.
Right.
And the judges go through like 12 years of training.
Oh, really?
So it's not like it's like new judges are coming out all the time. It takes time to train them.
Hmm.
Remember, they are judge, jury, and executioner.
This
is
true.
They can kill people on the spot. You'd hope they have a lot of training.
Like this guy. He's killed on the spot.
Yep.
Chopper.
And that's the thing. Like, this is something that Dredd would do. He would literally just throw a guy off a building.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he does it all the time.
He sentenced that guy to death. Just boop. Off he goes. Because that's the thing, too. I love that he does that, and then he doesn't, like, give her a look or anything. He just is like, fuck it, and leaves,
yep.
You know?
And that's Dredd. He's mm-hmm. he's like, yep, doing my job.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense when you say it that way. Like, I didn't even think of that, that there's not so many judges that, you know, you just have...
You can't, yeah. Like, the fact that they were able to send two in the first place to go over and check is mm-hmm. huge.
And there's an American flag, sort of. Like I said earlier about the flags
well,
of the
most
area.
Well, most of what's left of America is the cursed earth at this point. And there's only a few states left, and a lot of everything in the cursed earth is run by bandit gangs.
Mm-hmm. I know that outside of Mega City 1 is a major part of the Stallone movie.
Which, like, again, like, if you're setting up the world, focus on Mega City 1 first.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most important part. Cursed Earth is good for, like, a sequel. He's just so snarly.
That's another thing that I love, too, about this movie, is because of the helmet, they do more shots of his mouth instead of, like, the whole head, you know? Because, like, his mouth is his face in this movie, you know? So a close-up on him is a close-up of his mouth and not, like, his full face. Like, they don't need to do a whole shot of his entire head to do, a two-person shot. Just that shot right there where they were showing him holding the guy. Mm-hmm. It's the other guy's full face and Dredd's mouth.
Yeah, like, those very good shots. And being able to, like, show her not just as, like, the rookie, but show her skill and her talents. She's quite good at what she does, and it's good to see. This guy is... He's gonna get it.
Oh, shit. Now, when he had that, like, flashback earlier when he was thinking about having sex with her, do we know if that was a body double or not?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a body double.
Yeah.
Just because, like, for such a small shot, is it really worth...
Like that? That shot?
Yeah, like, that's like 30 seconds of filming, right? Do they really want to have her on... Like, have to make her go on set for that?
Mm-hmm. Like that bit right there...
Was earlier in the film.
Well, no, but I mean the bit with her, the jacket over...
Mind you, I guess they could have just filmed right now while they were doing this, too, right? So... And...
Oh, shit. It's Mama biting his dick off. Now, you've read a lot more Anderson stuff than I have.
Yep.
Do they do that kind of stuff? Like, do they show...
She mostly uses her powers to get answers from people, find out where people are, locations, like, that, like... It doesn't really... From what I've read, I haven't really seen, like... It'll show her going up to someone and getting the information she needs, but not the mental way she does it.
Right. Because I was curious if that was, like, a good visual representation. Because they could
do
that.
But even then, even if it wasn't, good on the filmmakers, because it was very creative. Mm-hmm. Like, that was well done. Two judges deserve to get fired, because...
Yeah, they just basically let it happen. Now, I remember hearing something about, like, these judges, their badges, that they say which judges they are, and they're actually judges who have shown up in the comic on a regular basis.
Ooh, I need to see their badges if I read a story with them in it. Because, like I said, like, Judge Dredd comes out weekly.
Yeah.
And it's been coming out weekly for, God, 40 years? It was 1977, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 35 years, give or take.
Yeah.
So once a week that's a lot of potential judges that they've gone through, right?
That's true.
So I'm not quite sure. I always felt bad for this poor kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they let him go later and
because
he gets off. Well, not gets off. You know what I mean?
The thing is, in the actual, like, she's like, let him go. He's a good guy. Blah, blah, blah. Spoiler alert. In the comic, Dredd would have been like, thanks for your help. 5 years ISO cubes. Like, for the crimes you did commit. Like, that's just what he does. Like, he full on was like, I know it's her case, but for the most part, like, doesn't matter how much, lots of people, there's a death story where, I think it's Death Lives, where someone's like, man, I've never broken a law in my life. Man, you know, I'm great. Oh, there's I just saw someone run a red light. I'm going to go, and he's in the car, And he pulls it. He's like, oh, there's a judge. I'm going to go tell this judge. Pulls up, stops by the judge, and is like, judge, I just saw this. And he's like, great, thanks. Also, 2 weeks ISO cubes because you stopped in traffic. Like, always.
Does this kid have a tattoo?
Maybe.
I thought I just saw him have a tattoo. It seems like, yeah, no, that's a tattoo already.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, Mega City 1. It's a Porky Pig tattoo.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. Has that ever showed up? Like,
honestly, I don't know. Kenny Who's another thing that shows up.
I've seen Kenny Who a lot in the movie already to this point, too, actually. Quadrants.
And I was thinking a lot of the stuff in that they talk about things being broken down into quadrants. Like, that is their typical. And remember, it is British, right? So a lot of the stuff is British phrasing, despite it being about America.
Mm-hmm. So they have to get on that lift there. You get it?
Ha, 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 ha.
Instead of an elevator.
Look out!
Free delivery to any level.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe imagine if our apartment building was that big. So ours
that it needed hotels.
Our apartment is 40 stories.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine our apartment 1, 2, 3, more than 4 times as tall as big as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously much, 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 much bigger around. How crazy, really, when you put it into perspective, is that, right? So, like, saying deliveries to any level, that's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's good service.
That's as close as we get to seeing his face in this movie, with his helmet half pushed up. Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Right there, Judge Dredd just stunned those two kids.
Yeah.
I haven't read any stories with kids in them.
He would have stunned them. Like, because he had the ability to stun them, he would have stunned them. Like, that's... My impression is that he won't just kill kids. Despite...
Them doing heinous crimes.
Yeah. I'm not... Like I said, I haven't read everything Dredd, but I get the impression that...
Right.
One of the things that would have been neat to see is a couple muted people. He's got the eyes, but that's not mutant. But, like, if someone had, like, a third arm or something. Just
right.
Just, like, a thing.
Well, there's been a lot of graffiti, like, Mutie's not welcome
Yeah,
here.
Well, she's
so,
a mutant, right? So.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that could be it. Like, this area doesn't have any mutants because they're not welcome here, you know?
Yeah.
Her gang might have been like, fuck mutants, get them out, you know?
Yeah.
That dude is just holding a chain.
Well... You gotta defend yourself.
Hmm. See, there's... Look at that chain. A lot of tattoos on these guys, too.
You know what's funny? She gets captured. Dredd isn't really going to look for her. He's still going to go get Mama.
He basically just is like, well, time to do my other thing.
Yeah, like, so. She's not the priority. It's like any other, again, hero movie had been like, oh, I gotta save the girl. He's like, nope. Gotta get Mama.
Gotta go arrest Mama.
Gotta do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor kitty, he's so sad.
What's wrong with your cat?
What?
You said your poor kitty, so sad.
No, poor kid.
Oh, poor kid.
He's
I thought you were
so
talking
sad.
About poor kitty.
No.
Poor kitty, he's
that
so
poor,
sad.
Every time he's on screen, I just feel so bad for him. He's had a tough go.
Yeah, that bit where they took his eyes out are kind of like, okay.
It's kind of sad that I didn't figure out that was him at the beginning of the movie when we saw him later in the movie.
I didn't catch it
until
later.
They actually like laid it out.
Well, they show it again, right?
Yeah, so, they actually like just flat out be like, if you didn't figure it out, this is the kid.
Well, they show it so fast, right?
Oh, no, we were just dumb. It's true.
See, now this bit's fun, because I like to talk about this bit when we were talking the other night, too, is they use this bit here for him to actually say, I am the law, and reclaim it as a badass line for Judge Dredd to say. Because,
yeah.
I mean, the Stallone version made it silly. Because it's just like, I'm the law! And he says it so many fucking times. And then he says it here, and it's fucking super badass.
Yeah.
And then he follows it up with, judgment time, which is so stupid. Like, he does such an awesome badass bit, and then he blows it.
Oh, I wouldn't say blows it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it was nice that they at least were able to reclaim I am the law.
Yep.
Those are some bad teeth, Lena. There it is. Judgment time.
I wonder if he would say that in the book or not.
What?
Though.
Judgment time? It was really
Maybe.
Weird. It just comes like out of nowhere. It's very catchphrasy. It is a very awful
real hair.
I feel sorry for him.
But, like, my wig looked realer than that. But I look so pretty with long hair.
Wait, what? Who looks pretty with long hair?
Me. Too bad it's just so heavy. Oh, my God.
Right, right. You do look pretty with long hair. You know what, though? I liked your when it's short and, like, around your shoulders, too. Honestly, I just like you at all times.
What about my hair now?
Your hair is great now. Like I said, I like you at all times.
Aww. Even when I wear my silly kitty suit?
Even when you wear your silly kitty suit.
Well, then you're a weirdo.
Okay, freak.
Blah. That was the guy's face, not my face.
Your face is blah?
No,
his face.
His
face is blah. The guy who is... Oh, shit. They basically just got napalmed. Oh, they're all on fire and shit. I love how the gun does, like, all this shit, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's the lawmaker, the bikes do it, too, right? They've got all sorts of, like, it's an AI bike that he's riding.
What's the bike called?
The lawmaker.
Mm-hmm. But what's the gun called?
Gun?
Don't they have a name for the gun, too?
Oh, I don't remember.
I thought the gun was the lawmaker.
No.
It's the bike that's the lawmaker.
I think. Well, now I'm going to have to find out.
I know, I remember, like, from some of the stories that I've read, the
maybe
gun...
it's the Law Master? Sorry, it's the Law Master bike.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, these bikes are so different from the bike in the one he rides in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that really is different, is the bike he rides in the comic is much more like a chopper.
Sorry. Doesn't it have a giant eagle on it, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Judge Volt. Isn't Judge Volt somebody?
I think so.
I can't read the other guy's badge.
Lawgiver is the pistol.
That's what I thought.
Lawmaster and Lawgiver. Law Rod is a rifle and riot foam.
Boink.
The stun gas. Sorry, one person every 250 is killed with stun gas.
So, oh, sorry, what was I saying about the guns is, like, as far as I know, like, they make them look very, you know, like, high-tech handgun here. But if I remember correctly, in the books, they look more like laser guns. Like, they're they're kind of thin with, like,
they
a kind of a
thinner,
point.
They are thinner, but it might just be because it's easier to draw.
Maybe. Look at that gun. There's a pimp-looking gun. The one guy's got a law rod, or whatever it is. That's what you said, the rifle? Because he's got a big long gun. It's like a shotgun. Judge Lex. Judge... Wasn't one of them Vasquez or something? Vasquez.
Yeah, Judge Volt is one. Was a chief judge between 2116 and 2121. Hershey is another judge.
Well, Hershey was the judge at the beginning that he talked to, the woman with no helmet. And he talks to her at the end where he's like, how'd she do?
That judge. Give me another one here, babe.
Judge, well, that's Judge Dredd.
Oh my god, good job. Of course it's freaking Dredd.
Well, they're all teasing helmets. It's hard to tell right away. Who's this guy? There's another guy here. He's shooting, because there's the other judge that he's about to run into. What's that guy's name? Almost said it. Do they have give an explanation for the ammo and the gun, how it has like 80 different types of ammo, or no?
I think that's just part of the gun. I don't think it really needs an explanation, though. It's like they have different kinds of guns. But yeah, I do like that the one guy's got his bigger gun.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of show that there is different equipment in the Judge universe.
Mm-hmm. That's right again. So, out of the stories that you've read so far, which is your favorite?
I still like the first appearance of Judge Death is a phenomenal story. I've read it a few times. I think it's just, it's a really great starting point if you want to read Dredd. Because, like, you don't need, beyond seeing this movie, you don't need anything else to really understand Dredd. And Judge Death being the first time he appears, you don't need anything to explain him because the first time he appears. So if you can get a hold of the Death Lives graphic novel, I would recommend it every day of the week.
Every day of the week?
Yep.
What about Wednesday?
Yes, definitely a Wednesday. Well, I haven't read any of the IDW stuff that they've been putting out because they've licensed it, but...
Yeah, isn't the licensed stuff more in line with the movie, though?
I think so. I think that's what people have told me. I don't know if it's, like, maybe they're just saying that because they haven't read any other stuff, so they don't have a basis of comparison.
Right.
Who's this? Show his badge.
Judge Bill. Kara?
Con. Like, he is not.
They made him up?
They made him up for the movie.
Judge Volt was another one.
Judge Volt is in the, mind you, Judge Con doesn't show up in the movie categories either. Oh, wait, nope. There he is. And he's corrupt.
Is he just in the movie?
Yeah, he's just a movie judge.
Okay. And Volt?
Volt is both.
What's Volt in the... Throw punch.
I love this throw punch.
Boom.
Boom. Oh, look at it. It's collapsed.
Mm-hmm. You definitely were talking about giving somebody a Judge Dredd throat punch.
They deserve it, though.
They did deserve it, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to throat punch someone who doesn't deserve it. So Lex.
Lex
is from the comic as well. Minor corrupt judge in that as well.
So that's just their story? Is they're just corrupt judges?
Yeah, it just says they're a corrupt judge in the... Now, Judge Volt did not say corrupt. He was actually, like I said, Chief Justice.
Oh, Volt was the guy outside.
Oh, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, my bad.
He was the good one. Yes, he was the judge that...
So that guy goes on to be Chief Judge.
Well, how about that? Worked out well for him.
Yeah, until he dies.
No, he dies in
they all die at some point.
Yeah, except Dredd. He lives forever, apparently. 70 years.
A crazy long life.
Well, it's the future. Oh, why are we both yawning? What have you done?
I know. It's been a long weekend.
It has been.
See, when I was watching this, I was like, why doesn't she just use the psychic powers on him? Like, she was able to do it earlier.
That's
why
true.
Why isn't she doing it right now? Like, I don't get it. And then it kind of explains it for me.
What happens with the gun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This was a fun bit.
Beep, 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 boosh. Love that he's like,
no. Then comes the standing and the ass whooping.
Ew.
Hell of a kick.
Yes.
It killed him.
Super gross.
How did she cut her hands free? That's pretty gross.
Wow, that was gory. I can't believe how gory that was.
Forgot about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What's her name?
That judge?
No, the other judge in this shot. Yeah, that's so. Right.
What's right?
What?
Can you read that graffiti?
No.
It's probably more mama.
It probably, yeah. If they're on the 200th floor, it probably says mama. Oh, goodness. It is kind of crazy how similar the raid and this are. With, like, the drug factory inside the building is the reason why they're trying to cover it up kind of thing.
Right.
Spoiler for the raid.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Just for some shits and gigs, I decided to look up some stuff about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there were three treatments before they went with this version of the story, and one of them was the Dark Judges treatment, and they couldn't figure out how to make that story work. Guess what we did earlier this episode?
Figured out how to make it work!
Oh, shit!
God, we're the best.
We're the best, babe.
Tell them guys!
Be like, Alex, I know you're a big hotshot movie guy and all, but we...
I know how to make your movie work!
We definitely figured out how to make your movie work. Apparently, there was also... The second version was the Cursed Earth
storyline. What are these guys? Lex?
Yeah, you looked up Lex.
Lex and...
Alvarez,
who was a corrupt judge in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the comic universe, too. And Lex's as well.
They did say that that another early version of the movie was a take on the Cursed Earth story that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So...
Like, I'm glad that this was a good one to go with for the first one.
Yeah. It's a good introduction of who Dredd is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an origin story, but it gives you, like, here's the world.
Here's the guy. Life of Dredd.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely figured out how to make the judge death work.
Mm-hmm. That guy's gun changed? I thought it was a rifle. Now it's like a machine gun.
Maybe.
Major difference between this and the raid. Not so much kung fu action.
That's true. This one's a lot gorier, mm-hmm. but less leg breaky, arm breaky.
Knife stabby. Oh, ow. My shoulder's hurting.
Tough day.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, trying to think. What are some other good stories that...
Well, I think, like,
You've only read a few so
there's
far.
There's so many, because, like, each of the... Though, again, it's a weekly comic, so each one is only a few... Each week is only a few pages. So there's... And each story is only a few weeks, generally. Like, one of the longest ones is the Apocalypse War. Usually that story lasted for like months.
Mm-hmm.
And normally a story lasts for about, like, if it's an ongoing story, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks. So to have it despite how much I've read, there's so much.
Yeah.
To, like, I haven't read nearly, like, I've barely scratched the surface of Dredd. Because it's not like, you know, again, like Marvel Comics, where they reboot things and change things.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I always thought it was kind of odd that he clearly sees that guy shooting along there, and he just kind of stands there.
Yeah, Dredd wouldn't have done that. That's one thing that Dredd... Like, it obviously, it moves the plot a bit. That, mm-hmm. like, You know, but again, it shows the technology that they would have used to patch him up. Like, that's what they would have done.
I was going to say, what he should have done was, after he saw it moving along towards him, he should have jumped to the other side.
Yeah.
Jumped back to where the guy was after he'd shot already. I mean, if he was going to get shot or anyway, you know, he might as well at least try and dodge it instead of just be like, oh, shit. Oh, you know, like.
Yep.
Also, I always found it very odd is that Anderson kills that evil judge after reading her mind, right?
Yeah.
But she doesn't take her gun.
Because wrong ID.
I thought it, like, the guns were specifically to judges. It's to the right. It's specific judge.
Specific judges.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't want her hand to explode.
Right. Okay, well, that makes more sense then.
That would be a bad time.
Because I thought it was, like, specific to judge. Oh, he did.
Boosh.
I like how the scum people use basically just regular guns from, like, today.
Yep. Oh, they, like, Dredd carries around. Like, look at, like, this technology for, like, again, like I said, because he's been, like, shot up and blown out the whole nine yards, and he just, boop, field kit, done.
Yep. Sprays himself full of goo and stables himself up with super zippers. There's a pretty hefty knife in his health clip there. So he can take their ammo, but not their gun.
Yes.
I always felt that the trailer had a pretty big spoiler in it. But I did, of course, I didn't catch it at the time, is one of the shots that they show in the beginning of the trailer is one of the shots from the ending of this movie, and it's him walking with the bullet hole in him. And it's in the trailer, like, at the beginning. And sometimes you see movie trailers where, like, they'll cover something up, you know, like, they'll CG something out. Just so you don't notice that shit, but no, it's right in there in the trailer.
Like, look at his helmet. His helmet's already bashed up, right? Like, that might have just been like a hole from the last mission.
True.
Last arrest.
It's not very good armor if he's walking around with holes in it.
Mm. There's not a lot of money to be had in Mega City.
Mm. So, are there, like, rich people?
There are.
And are they all
evil? And they live in rich blocks for sure.
Right. Here's the eye bit again. Wait for it. Nope.
Like, they really needed to, like...
There it is.
...lay it out for me to figure this out. didn't really catch on.
Well, I didn't either. Not to say we're both dumb.
Yeah. Like, even though it's her evaluation, he would have been, like, 5 years ISO cubes.
Mm-hmm. I already failed. You can't even hear what she's saying, but whatever.
As we should do, bad lip syncing.
That's what we should do. You want to bad lip sync the rest of the movie?
No. Because I'm not good at that.
Right. It's a nice window screensaver he's got there, though, in the future.
Yeah. On his, like, old-looking TV.
Is it, like, a tube TV?
I don't know. It's weird-looking.
Got a lot of weird, like, copper trees on the roof of his building there.
Goo!
Did you say goo?
I said goo!
Go. Okay, I get you. Pew, pew, pew.
I said even this movie in 3D was ridiculous. Like, I've heard a few things, like, forums and stuff, with this whole campaign to get a sequel. People saying it doesn't really work as well in 2D. It's like, it's still a great movie in 2D. You just don't get the blood flying at your face. Like, that's really, it was still good without it.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another helmet on the wall in her trophy room. I think there's actually a big chain hanging off of it, too.
Yes. I think you're right.
Which is, like, a reference to the comics.
I believe that is correct.
Don't shoot me. I love the whole... Yeah, see, there's the helmet with the... It's like a smashed helmet.
Yep.
Too. I love basically that, like, for the end of this, right? There isn't like a big fight with the bad guy. It's basically just like, well, I got you, so I'm going to, you know, do what I want with you. He basically has her.
Not,
you know?
Do what I want with you. Well, yeah. See, there's the chain on it. That's,
yeah.
No, it's basically like,
she thinks,
again,
she's
it's
won.
A day in the life of Dredd. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's, it's not going to be any different with, like, it's just going to be like, okay, time to do the next aspect of the job, which is give her sentence.
Mm-hmm. Like he's like, well, I have her, so whatever, sentence time. Judgment time.
Oh.
Sorry, bad joke.
It's okay.
See, look, she's got all these old guns.
Remember, she took over the building mm-hmm. bit by bit, so like they could be stuff that she's taken over from.
They could. It looks like there's clearly all trophies on the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, like the jackets from like a rival gang.
I think the jacket that they have there is from one of the judged gang that yeah. they were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Kind of want to know the story behind this MASH judge mask. You know, I mean, it seems probably simpler. It's like judge showed
it's
up,
like a prop,
shot him.
Right? Like,
yeah, I know.
But, like
I know.
At the same time, it's.
Like, you gotta think that, like,
it's, but that's the thing, it's there to make you wonder, so, mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Like, prop guys like to sneak stuff in there and have, like, backstories to stuff. Like, yeah. Think of Predator 2. If it wasn't for Predator 2, we wouldn't have had Alien vs. Predator, because there's a reference to...
Do you like that Anderson's just on the floor when she got shot? Like, look at her,
yeah.
She's just laying there, like...
She's just chilling. I'm on the floor.
Face down.
Whatever.
Had a bad day, guys.
Don't tell me how to live my life. I'm just gonna lie here for a bit.
I've showed you that, right? The alien skull in Predator 2?
Yep.
Yeah. I've heard two different versions of the story about that, too. I've heard that the comic was going on at the exact same time, and they're like, let's put it in as a reference, like the original Alien vs. Predator comic from Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that that was going on, and they're like, let's put it in as a reference. And I've also heard that that was basically...
Like, I like that the gun is that close to her hand. Like...
Mm-hmm.
I do love the effect of the slow-mo, like...
Mm-hmm. I like what they did with the slow-mo with the music.
Yeah.
Where they do that thing where people slow it down, like, 1,000 times.
Yeah. And I just like the visual, like, that gold tone.
Mm-hmm. He's got a good, very good face.
Yeah.
For Dredd. Because I know, like, I've seen enough of the comics to know that they usually draw him with a very long face.
Like, even, like, the twinkle in the eye and everything, mm-hmm. Oh, man. Last time we watched this, I came close to watching it all the way through. I still had my hands up. Can I watch it without looking away?
Laura's never been able to see the entirety of Mama hitting the ground.
Oh, my God. Because it's crazy. Like, all the other stuff, because it's happening so fast, right?
Mm.
But this is slow, so it's like.
Right.
But, like, I've look at it. It's like twinkling stars all around.
Oh,
her.
It's so pretty. It's pretty that she's dying. Wee. Oh, I love that there's like the one guy, like, oh shit, I guess I'm kind of alive. And not just.
Yeah, he's just, you know.
That guy got away! Like, out of all the shit that happened, all the people he kills, that one dude gets away. Still a lot of smoke coming out of that spot.
Yeah. Hey, it's. Makes for a very pretty picture, despite
like, there's a lot of rainbowness in the clouds there.
And then she's like, wee.
She's like really bent funny. Look at that. If you want somebody bending funny when they fall, you should watch Dick Jones fall at the end of RoboCop. It's like a puppet that falls.
Look how far she's going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Here it comes, babe.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. You can watch it. Are you going to watch it?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm watching.
You're watching. And... Wait for it.
I'm squinting a bit.
You're squinting? Oh, come on.
I'm watching, but it's just, it's so slow.
Mm, here it comes. Here it comes. And there we go. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You opened your eyes the whole time?
Gross.
You're not lying?
I watched it. Why?
There you go, babe. That's what you've been missing all this time.
But still, that's...
It's not that bad. It could be a lot worse.
It's because it went by so slowly.
Mm-hmm.
If it was quick, it'd be no big deal. But it's that you see the detail.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that one of her real tattoos?
I don't think so. Most of the ones I see that she's got for real are very flowery and...
Ah, I see. Yeah. Thought so. Very pimp way to take out the villain. So there we go. That's basically Dredd. Look at that big dent on his arm there.
Well, I mean, he's had a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might have been from previous time. You never know. So there we go. I mean...
My thinking, too, is it's kind of funny that, like, I don't know if he would have passed her in the comic.
No?
Because, like, I'm reading one where they went out into the Cursed Earth, and some guys did some really good things. Like, they were, like, with a group of trainees, and it was, like, their final test out in the Cursed Earth. And they were like, shit, we got Dredd? Crap. And because he's like super tough.
Mm.
And out of a group of, I think, 12, no, it's like 20 students or something like that, that he takes out into the field with another judge.
Mm.
And he sends a whole bunch back for, like, it's like, yeah, you did great with this, but you should have done this instead of this, and you lacked a little bit of forethought. You fail. You fail. You fail. So he fails some, sends back some back to reevaluate at the next go out, and out of his whole huge group that goes out, two pass, which is a record for Dredd. So I don't know if he would have passed her.
Makes for a good movie, I guess.
No, it, like, obviously, right? Like, there's liberties, but he's still a better Dredd than, you know, he's great. It's just some of the... Again, he's a little more movie-friendly than the comics, but that doesn't mean that he's lost his Dreddness.
Right. Well, I guess at this point, considering all that's left is the walk and the motorcycle ride.
But again,
at the end of the
look
movie.
At like look at the significance of this, though, is it's not like, all right, man, I need to, you know, look at Iron Man 3. After what happened in the Avengers, he went bonkers.
Yeah.
Dredd is like, yep, another day.
It's Tuesday. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. Like, yep. He just walks right... This is the shot that I saw that was in the trailer. Yeah, he just gets on a bike and off he goes back to work. But, yeah, so there we go.
The one thing that is in the buildings seem a little closer together.
Oh, yeah?
The big ones, yeah.
Well, you said there's a lot more, like, litter and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Like, again, it's black and white, right? You see how close everything is. Like, this is a pretty good shot of just how decayed everything. Like, that's a great exit shot.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. There's the credit to the creators first. So that's Dredd.
I hope you liked it. It's one of my favorite movies.
We love it, and we think it's a great movie, and we definitely think it deserves a sequel.
Definitely. And again, we've given out lots of ideas of what we think people should, you know, like, ways that there could be a sequel that could be Dredd, but movie-friendly Dredd, without losing its Dreddness. Like, basically, do Judge Death, do it the way we say, we've got the right idea.
We're the best ever.
Write us and tell us if you disagree.
Also, send us a check.
Yeah, that's right. We deserve... Reddit for our hard work on this movie.
Damn right. So if you like Dredd at all or whatever, send us your feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Well, that's basically going to do it for now. I hope you guys enjoyed this special Dredd commentary.
It's better than a talking cat.
It definitely was a lot better than a talking cat. I am Mike the Fist of Justice Laban.
I'm Judge Laura.
Wouldn't you be Judge Thomas?
Fuck you. I am the law.
Okay. And I'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Send us feedback.
Yes, because we like them. All right. Later. Also, it's judgment time.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The...
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But here he goes. Just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out thisweekingeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do, as we love the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura _ Raptor, and, of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.